The World This Week, Politics.
Hundreds of thousands of people were expected to file past the coffin of Queen Elizabeth II as she lay in state in Westminster Hall in London ahead of her funeral. The 96-year-old monarch died on September 8th at her Scottish home Balmoral Castle. Charles III was proclaimed king in the four nations of the United Kingdom and in the 14 countries where the British monarch is also head of state. Millions of people in Britain and across the world paid their respects to the Queen. A Ukrainian counter-offensive in Kharkiv province won back more land in a week than Russia's army had occupied in 5 months. Russian soldiers were caught off guard. Many fled in disorder, abandoning their guns, trucks and even tanks to the advancing Ukrainians. It was the biggest setback for Vladimir Putin since he failed to capture Kyiv, the capital, at the start of his war. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky visited the front line to cheer his country's troops. Troops from Armenia and Azerbaijan clashed at their border. Scores were killed on each side. It was the worst conflict between the two countries since 2020, when they fought over the disputed area of Nagorno-Karabakh. Turkey reiterated its support for Azerbaijan. Russia, which is allied with Armenia, called for calm. Fighting also erupted between troops guarding the border between Kyrgyzstan and Tajikistan, killing two Tajik guards. The skirmish was over an outpost in a non-demarcated area. The two countries have scrapped before over the border. Last year, more than 50 people were killed in clashes. In Sweden's general election, the Swedish Democrats, a nationalist party that frets that immigrants are draining the welfare state, came second. Since the Sweden Democrats hold the balance of power, they may participate in creating a new government of the right, though probably not as full members of a new coalition. Pierre Poilievre became the head of Canada's opposition Conservative Party. Mr. Poilievre, who is 43 and has been an MP since he was 25, likes small government and decries wokery. He supported the Freedom Convoy led by lorry drivers that paralysed Ottawa earlier this year. Canadians are hurting, and it is our job to transform that into hope, he said.